We're talking with Captain Jared Copeland with the Criminal Investigations Unit with the Fort Smith Police Department. Jared, I understand that apparently you got a tip where the body may be found in Pulaski County, that body possibly of Troy Anderson, the former mayor of Waldron, who's been missing for a couple of weeks.
That's right. He was reported missing June 27th, and during the course of this investigation, we had two subjects that we identified using a credit card belonging to Mr. Anderson. After further investigation and interviews with these subjects, we have determined that a body was possibly located in Pulaski County. We sent detectives to the area where this body could be located, and they did, in fact, find a body that was burned beyond recognition in a rural area of Pulaski County, not far from where his truck was found earlier. So we do believe that the body is, in fact, that of the missing man, Mr. Anderson, and we believe we have enough evidence to charge Mario Dawson with the murder of Mr. Anderson.
Now, is he back in Fort Smith?
He's on his way to Fort Smith as we speak.
As far as the case, of course, his pickup truck, Mr. Anderson's pickup truck, was found in Pulaski County. This is an area south of Jacksonville. Law enforcement down in Pulaski County had searched that area. I'm not sure how wide of a perimeter that they had searched, but also neighbors did not see anybody out there at that time, and then you got the tip, but they had searched that area.
Right. Whenever they located the vehicle abandoned in this area, they did do a search of the perimeter. I'm not familiar with the area, so I can't speak intelligently about the terrain or you know, whether or not they did a good job or a poor job, but obviously they did not locate a body whenever they searched the area. This, like I said, I'm not knocking them for what they did, and it'd be impossible for me to say why the body wasn't located at that time. But detectives who are there today told me that the body was quite a distance away from where the truck was located, and he was not surprised that the body wasn't located before.
And approximately two football fields if you get down to the yardage and everything. Now, Mario Dawson charged with first-degree murder and no bond, but his wife, Jasmine Carter Dawson, still right now just charged with the fraudulent use of a credit card?
That's correct.